You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Phil the Thrill Svitek, Chelsea C-Pop Cannell, back from spring break, Roxy Rookie Stryer, special correspondent Mari Fagel, and making a return for season 3, just in time to throw a wet blanket on the finale, is Ian Kaiser Soze. Newbie Elise L.D. Donahue will also chime in on the discussion, and Roxy will teach Elise how to raise her daughters to be party champions with multiple stomach pumpings. And in this week's special segment, Christina Cartwright will give us the dirt on Vinny as a college roommate. If you'd like to get in on the insanity, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, the demented ringmaster himself, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Sir Richard Wentworth, once again for an amazing opening. And yes, we are here with the wet blanket himself, Ian Kaiser Soze, after a lengthy absence. Well, we haven't seen you in a season.
What can I ruin for you tonight? What, bring up something?
No, please.
I'll crap all over.
We're going to be just fine. How about we get the mic where it needs to be? Okay, good man. All right,
Tilt it. Ian doesn't get the AfterBuzz memos.
But look what I gave you, Ian. I mean, you are bookended, a couple of brunette hotties.
This is where you want to be. This is excellent.
But also, what I like about Phil and what I love about this dichotomy is we've got the wet blanket, fine, whatever. He's always been the thorn in Jersey, in AfterBuzz Jersey Shore edition side. Correct? Yeah. Right? He's always been our thorn. Remember your quote? They should change the name of the show to The Insane Shore. Personally offended, writing all the groups, right? Phil.
I think we get more hate mail because of Ian just for AfterBuzz. I think we really have to start replaying the views of the host are not the views of AfterBuzz, because your views have gotten us in a lot of trouble with the public.
Always. Yeah. What is this show? What are these people doing? How unethical, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, but we've got him paired with, and I'm going to let you respond. Don't worry. Oh, I'm sure. I can't wait to hear what you have, MSNBC, what you have to say.
I feel like I'm on crossfire.
Us.
I'm taking counterpoints.
Yeah. No, have it ready. Oh, we're ready. We're ready. But look what you've got. You got Chelsea Cannell on one side. It's like we like very straight, straight laced girl, like great reporter, right on it like a bonnet. And then Roxy Rookie Stryer, back from spring break, our all star. We haven't talked since you had your 14-year-old sister in here.
That is true.
And again, when Ian, I don't know if you know this, but the 3 weeks that I was banned from the show turned into the McNeil Lear report. It became such a serious breakdown of the show, and the drinking went away.
They talked about the cinematography.
Oh my goodness! And then I find out that her sister is here at 14 years old, and Roxy's taking her out to a club in the USC area. Right? It was a
yes, I did, and she got it.
And I'm like, and who missed this? I'm like, why weren't we doing shots with her? Like, I mean, that this was what we've always wanted to be.
She'll be back. Don't you worry.
But I love how, like I wanted to know the grooming process. Like, what do we need to, go through? Like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get a second chance at all this. Maybe if this past lives. Like, I'm going to get another shot at coming back. But I want to do it right. I don't want to work on my spring breaks. I don't want to, work around a clock. I'm tired. It did nothing for me. Winning. Duh! Totally winning.
Tiger blind.
Jersey Shore totally winning. You, 100% winning. your little sister is obviously, I'm putting my money on her.
Winning.
Winning.
14 years
14.
Old.
14.
Does not look it, by the way, at all. At all.
And yet, she's sitting, like, way out in the green room, Ian, and these guys are like, okay, so, yeah, I really feel it was interesting because I think the situation really needs to be more decent as a human being. But did you notice how they cut to camera three during that? Yeah, no, I thought, yeah, that's really, it was very, very
it
interesting.
Went somewhere like
and,
that.
And I'm really, and I call in, and they cut me off. Can I mean, like... Yeah, no, but what? Whoa, what am
speaking
I?
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to Ian, who's the guy who's like, "Good, you got what you deserve." Please, Jesse, help me.
On the line, Mari, you there?
Oh, my little Mari.
Yes, I'm here, guys.
Mari, we miss you.
Yes,
I miss you guys.
All right, Mari, what's up? Tell me, what have you heard so far?
I thought it was a great show. I'm excited to talk about it. I have a lot of opinions.
Interesting. Wait, Phil, we yes. actually might be outnumbered.
We are outnumbered. Mari, were you here with us last week?
I was on. Yeah, I was there last week. Yeah.
Oh well, I'm just going back to the point of we got a bomb from Mari where she revealed to us that she's not the nice girl that we thought she
oh,
was.
That's oh, that's right. Controversial
what
information.
Happened?
Well,
if you watched the show and actually did your homework, which I guess that's not Roxy's.
No,
show.
No. Roxy's homework was to go and do shots at Cabo. But you know, we had other correspondents call in during their spring breaks.
Plead the fifth.
Spring break doesn't exist in the real world, and so I don't have a spring break.
But Mari,
yeah, I'd like one of those too.
Okay, wait, you never
next
did
year.
You ever have one?
Oh, I had one. I just want it back.
Oh, you want it back? Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Me and Phil never had one. Well, we had one. We talked about it last week. We had our one last year.
But yeah, but that was. I love how we had two spring break. Well, I had two spring breaks. I had my official school spring break, and that we wanted to work on the movie, and so instead of doing that one, they decided to take me out of school for a week so we can have a spring break and have a party.
You know what? This summer we're going to the shore, and that will be considered our spring break.
You're putting together a family trip. We said it tonight. The shore's amazing. The shore store's amazing. I want it all, Ian. I want you to set this up for us.
And we're going
to
rent out the house.
I will 100% be there. I totally think that's a wonderful idea. Let's all go to the shore this summer.
Mari, will you take shots
No,
me?
Mari, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to go on a limb right now. This whole room here, all my posers, you know who's going to be there? Mari.
Me.
Mari will be there. I'm going to tell you Mari's going
to
be there.
Where am I going to be? I have nothing better to do than to drink.
So you say. So
BBD,
you say.
BBD. Bigger, better deal.
I will say this about Mari. I will say this. Much like she came out here a couple weeks ago and was like, I'm ready to do shots, she will go out to the Jersey Shore, but as soon as she's there, she's going to be like, oh, my God.
She's going to be nervous. She's going to be nervous, but we're getting... No.
Whoa, okay, wait.
Oh, Jesse, why? What did he say?
Wait a minute.
Drink that night. You
did. No.
I wasn't
Jesse.
Fun that night when I hosted the show.
No, Phil.
Like I didn't drink.
No, Mari, you were down for the cause. No, I'm telling you, Mari's not going to be the problem.
She isn't.
Who's the problem, Jesse? Who's the problem?
Out of everybody here?
Let's go. Come on.
I don't think they have a problem.
This is the Jersey Shore after show. This is not the Glee after show, the goddamn American Idol show, all the other crap I see in this goddamn network where everyone's and everyone's like so friendly and happy.
I don't know. Tell the truth, we're not phonies. All right.
Tell me right now.
I'm just saying if we're to do this and we're to do it 100%.
Right.
If Ian isn't a drinker, I mean, I'm just saying.
He's killing
I'm
us.
Ready to walk out of the studio. If you don't stand by me and say who was the MVP of last year's spring break,
you know what?
I will walk out the studio right now.
Thank you for being honest because that's what our show is, and none of the other shows on this goddamn forsaken whatever. We can't swear, right? So I can't.
No.
Anyway, whatever with the other shows on this network that get more respect than we do, but I'm going to say this. When we went on, thank you for being honest, because that's what we're about here. When we went to Cancun on spring break last year, we had our family dinner to end the trip the last night. Remember, Phil?
I do.
And we had superlatives. Everyone got their award. And unanimous MVP was, in fact, Ian Kaiser Sose, which No, and honestly, I have never known it. And when, listen, I introduced you to the executive producer of Access Hollywood at that time. Remember? I said, you know what, Rob Silverstein? I said, Rob, this is Ian Kaiser Sose. And let me tell you something. Ian is the only vegan who doesn't drink.
You're a vegan?
But yet. Yeah. 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 No, he is. And can still be an MVP of a spring break. I mean, Ian was going table to table, grabbing girls left and right, got a little nervous when we had the 19-year-olds knowing you had to get pulled out of the game for that. We went over that last week. But other than that, you were unbelievable, a complete MVP. But that's going to bring me to my other point we were talking about tonight as we were watching the show. What did I say about you? Closet whore.
Are you? Well, can you?
Absolutely, 100% closet whore.
I've been wanting to talk about this point. To Roxy's sister, who's 14.
Which is awesome!
Wait.
What?
But isn't that the same age when Roxy ran into her troubles with alcohol?
Trouble!
You had to bring it up.
I had to deflect for a moment.
Guys, while he's gone, say something intellectual. Well, then.
All right.
That's trouble?
No, she had her stomach pumped.
Like, that's trouble?
What he's saying is that is not trouble.
Oh, my God. That's trouble? I'm sorry. That's the cornerstone of Jersey. Roxy, I am sorry. I am going to tell you right now on behalf of AfterBuzz Jersey Shore,
yeah.
I apologize. Believe me, from the bottom of my heart.
Hold on. She's always giving me a hard time.
Wait a second. Whoa. That is the cornerstone of our show, is the fact that she had the courage to go out on a limb at 14, drink herself into near death for the cause, have her stomach pumped. This is an all-star. I've said this from the beginning. If there's a Kobe Bryant of AfterBuzz, it's Roxy. Ooh. This is an all-star.
The herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz.
Jesse? Thanks for that drop.
Coming from a Boston fan, calling me the Kobe Bryant of anything.
Well, who's the young prodigy? Then you're LeBron James.
Can I be the Rondo? Somebody cool.
Rondo, okay.
But just somebody cool.
You're Rondo. But I mean, when I say Kobe Bryant, because he was 19 when he was lighting it up. And that's you. No, this is a rock star. This is somebody that did it right. We messed up. I know your deal.
We're about to swap stories.
I'm going to the West Coast to go to college. And then 2 days later, Ian's on a plane going home to his high school girlfriend. That's Ian. But let's throw Roxy under the bus. Like, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a solution.
I don't know.
That's a solution.
I don't know if you've ever stood up for me like this. I'm, like, blushing or
something.
Drunk or maybe I'm happy. I don't know what's going on.
Just like the Jersey Shore, we have our moments.
Okay.
We all have our moments here. It's fine, but at the end of the day, we're a family. You, my friend. Yeah, okay. You're the Angeline. Just like we saw tonight. Yeah. All right.
You just got called.
Everyone's going under the bus tonight.
Go.
Second of all, I see
rebuttal.
I see Phil smirking over there talking about, you know, that I don't know how to bring it. The only reason that it was brought on spring break was because Phil was in such desperate need of somebody to help him out.
Phil was working. We talked about this. First time in the game, a little round. Not like the rookie of the year. He was truly Rondo. Rondo's first year, Rondo was lost. He did nothing. And then the second year, he became Rondo. That was his rookie year.
Excuse me, guys. I do have a question. Are we ever going to talk about the show at any point, or are we just going to talk about our lives? Because I love talking about it.
Roxy, this is the show.
Absolutely.
We are the show.
Jesse, okay, so now I'll give this, like, blank that. I'll give Ian his due. When he goes away... He goes on these trips. He goes from group of girls to group of girls. He ropes them in. He's actually fantastic to travel with. But now, where are the problems?
Because
he's not the problem. So when we go to Jersey Shore in August, because I think we're going to do an AfterBuzz show. I see us doing it in July. I can't do it until after July, but I see us doing one in August. I think it's a great way to get us like fired up for the gang going to Rome, but. Jesse, you're in the booth. You're observing all this. You're really sensitive. You're really in tune to people. You tell me, where are the problems? We need to figure it out now. Because I'll tell you right now, Ian's going to be great at the bars at night. Ian has a way of getting along with everybody. And Ian's going to be planning the day tours. Like, let's not rule that out. Ian's going to be...
Water parks. Was
he's amazing. He's going to be like, and this is where Danny the T-shirt man was born. And he'll be fantastic at that. Where are other problems? Because you know what I'm telling you right now? We need to, like, make our group. Right. We need to make cuts. Like, we have to do this right.
If we have holes, they need to be filled now.
Now. Yeah. But this one's talking like Miss USC. Like, we're going to see her.
All right. So
go, Jess.
I do want to stand up for my Mari, but I do understand that she told us an amazing story last week for the real world. I mean, blew everybody here out of the water.
Yep.
Just made me see Mari in a whole new light.
Mari.
What was the story?
Yeah, let's hear the story.
By the way, before we do, I have a request. There's so much yelling and going on that Jesse has not only... He's, like, decided to turn our mics up so we get, like... Can you turn us down? Too much yelling.
It's too much. Sorry, for your
It's my fault. I apologize.
I'm just, you know.
This is great, though. This is a first time I'm with you.
Right, now you see what it really is. No,
yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear
the McNeil Lear report. It's not Crossfire for cry
eyes.
Oh,
please.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea.
I want to hear the Chelsea story at the end of all this, though.
Oh, my story. The Chelsea story. There is a story.
Well, no, because the competition comes down to you and Mari. I know least about you, so I do need to know some partying experiences.
Nice. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. So I got to just give it to you.
And by the way, let me update anyone who's just tuned in. We will break down the show. We're all like, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm personally on edge because this is the last episode. I know we're going to have their after show next week, but I'm a wreck. I'm an absolute wreck for the next, like Ronnie. I'm a wreck right now. I am an effing wreck, so just forgive me. Anyway, what I said to Ian is we need a family trip. We need to go to the shore. Yeah. We'll set up a booth at Karma. Ian, get in touch with the manager of that bar. Make it happen. We're going to do a broadcast from there. We're going to get ourselves all fired up for next season. But, so what we're doing is we're trying to make our cuts and see, like, how this can happen. Now,
so what's the roster, eight?
Wait, the roster's, it should be, what's at the shore?
Eight,
all right. All right.
You know what, guys? Scoop Dangle's going to come in. I'm going to call Karma. I'm going to set up
Wait a second.
All of us.
More false, here comes the false prophet. Once again, Mari. Mari, Mari, what's up? Mari, just quick question. What's up with Danny the T-shirt guy?
Did you not hear me? I said, I'm sorry I couldn't deliver on that, but there's no reason
Danny the T-shirt
why I can't
guy.
Get us a booth of Karma so that we can break down the show.
No.
I think that's a brilliant idea,
I'll tell you, I have got a new secret weapon, Christina a la carte Cartwright, going out making stuff happen. Went and got an interview with Vinny's roommate from college, which we have recorded.
We have the photos
here. I'm telling you.
I'm excited.
And that's in our special segment later. And I'm telling you now, like, Mari, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move on.
Are we going to have some Ron and Sammy stuff going on here between you and Mari? What's happening?
Me and Mari, yeah, we are. We're hot and cold.
More like Vinny and Snooki, you know.
We're Vinny
Friends
and Snooki.
Gotcha.
All right, so wait. So let's go back. Jess, who's in, who's out?
So right now we're about to have a little story competition. Mari, I'm going to need you to tell everybody here on the Jersey Shore your story from your spring break down in Miami.
Quickly, please.
And then Chelsea, you're going to have to compete with this.
I'm going to have to compete with this.
That's
all right.
All right, Mari, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to give a quick breakdown because you guys all heard it on Real World Vegas, but I was telling a story from my spring break of junior year in Miami where, long story short, I woke up the next morning alone on a boat that was docked. It was a yacht docked in someone's mansion in Miami on the water. Never been so hungover in my life. I had gone back with a guy. He left, and I was left on the boat by myself.
But you smushed.
She doesn't know.
No.
No.
Oh, what?
Whoa. Phil.
What? Whoa.
I was under the impression.
Stay calm. I'm good.
Phil.
I'm good. Are you good? You straight? Ian, you straight?
Straight.
Bro. Are you listening, bro? You didn't smush? Bro. Are you serious?
Seriously?
Mari, you made it seem.
Bro.
You are a sneaky. What did Ronnie say about Sammy? conniving. I don't want to say it's a little Mari.
Which?
Right.
Witch. So I guess that's what we are. I guess we are Ronnie and Sammy then, and we'll duke it out like that.
Okay. All right. So can we now give the floor to Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Give it to me. All right. All right. So I'm going to throw a little curveball here, actually.
Here we go.
I'm going to throw this back to my first drinking experience, which happened with Mari's sister, Natasha, throwing a curveball here.
What?
Right. Oh, my God.
Drop it! Drop it!
Give
me a drop!
I thought it was you! I wasn't sure! That's crazy!
Wow. Yes, Natasha and I go back to 9 years old. Oh, so I've known Mari for a long time, have not seen you in years.
What?
Oh, my God.
This is insane.
It's good stuff,
this
right?
This is insane.
So Natasha and I
noticed the name, and I was like, I wonder if that's Chelsea Campbell. But I wasn't sure if it was the same person.
Yes.
I have not seen you in at least 10 years. Now I'm even more embarrassed to be sharing my spring break stories with my which my sister Natasha does not know.
That's okay. I won't tell her.
I love reunions, but I want to hear the story.
Your secret is my secret. So Natasha and I, we were about 13, possibly. Mari, I think you were asleep. And we got into a bottle of Jägermeister, not knowing it was used for shots. Drank the entire thing between the two of us. And we knew you were supposed to do something with salt, limes, lemons. So we used limes and garlic salt and pretty much vomited it all through our noses.
Okay, and how old were we at this time?
13, she said.
Around 12, 13.
Very impressive.
Yeah,
very
Roxy, you have a little competition right there.
So, I've got one if you want one, Jesse.
It was good times. You don't remember that, do you, Mari?
I definitely don't. I was 8 years old. But now my sister Natasha is definitely cooler than me. We should probably have her call in on the show.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
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 After Buzz, incest.
So that was probably,
okay.
It is, right?
It's crazy.
All right. I held that one in.
Jesse?
Until just this moment.
Jess, come on, move us along. What else do you need to know? Who's coming on this trip? We have Alexandra, too.
We do have Alex. But you know what? Alex has been so trashed the past few days. She couldn't even call in yesterday. She hasn't even called in today, so I'm pretty sure she's
missed
hungover.
The real world.
She not even that, but she's taking two spring breaks. She went from Dominican Republic to
Miami.
You
can't fault her for that.
Right? No, and I'll tell you right now, in the madness of my universe, that's an all star.
Oh, that is down for the cause.
Love me, my Alexandra. She's in.
The good news is, and I will say this.
Under the grandfather clause, Alexandra's in. Done.
Well, why is Kevin getting a free pass, though? He's talking a big game about all these people.
Way to go.
Oh, wow.
I
want
to know what Kevin's done in the past.
What have I done?
What put you in this elite club?
Right. Nothing, probably. That's what's sad.
And we could talk about spring break. And
well, okay, tell
there
me.
There was definitely some people partying, but there was others who were much more interested in
shenanigans. Oh, Ian, who sends out the emails? Who actually gets people together? Who actually, we would all be sitting in not this room, not anywhere. We probably wouldn't even call each other.
Thank you, Thrill.
Not hang out.
Thank you, Thrill. Thank you, Thrill.
And but furthermore,
thank you. Being a great organizer.
You
could be the lame club promoter. He's not like the party guy. He puts together a great atmosphere for a party.
So tell me, spring break, what was the problem with me?
Wait, let me help you. Who has 3 beers in front of him and who has no beers in
nothing.
Front of him?
Nothing. Thank you.
That's true.
I am the aging veteran who's just got one last fight left in him.
There we go.
That's who I am. And you know what you are?
He had half a beer. He bunched everybody
and you
else
know what,
together.
And you know what you are? And you know what you are? You're the guy in his prime who takes his skills for granted and is a slob and is going to have a mediocre career. And 10, 15, 20 years later, it'll be off debated. Wow, what he could have been. That's who you are. Now tell me on spring break what I did wrong. I ran my credit card over and over and over again.
All right.
I did couch diving in the foyer. Risking arrest. I financed.
We snuck girls into the hotel.
Right.
We had to have wristbands in order to get in. And girls that we couldn't get in who didn't have wristbands.
We got them all in under the radar.
But did you wrangle the girls?
I brought
no.
Oh, really?
I was the.
Excuse me. Because I remember because I quite remember the, they're 19. They're 19. I said, what, they're adults. Get up. Get out. Get out of the game. Now, you were pulled. I stepped in, and we closed with the four BC girls. You were a wreck. And I love you to pieces. Great opening. You couldn't close.
I couldn't.
And so anyway, point being is that no, there's no criticism to me. And then I got a security, and when security at 5 in the morning needed his $1,000 to go get whatever, like, donkeys and hookers he was going for, I was there providing it. You tell me where I'm being criticized, where I shouldn't be on this list. You take me off this list, there's no trip. Where's the trip coming from?
Okay,
you?
So who has a spot you? For sure? Who do we have so far?
Jesse, who's in so far?
Maury.
Maury, I'm still disappointed with the no smushing. That is like negative 5 points right there, Maury.
But Maury, let me say about Maury. Maury's kind of in my boat. Worked a lot, kept it real. But when she came into the studio, did her shots, remember, stumbled like to the bathroom during the show. I like that.
We have eight spots.
I like that.
Eight spots.
I like
that. What's going on, Jess?
She was honest. She could have lied.
Well, there's only seven people here.
Actions speak louder than words. She did. She drank. She did her shots here. She hung in with us.
So it's us and Alex.
So we have eight. If we have eight spots. Yeah, all we need is Alex, and we're good to go.
We've got other after buzzers. No. It's not that simple.
Wait, Jesse. What other after buzzers?
Want to be with us?
No,
Maria
what after?
Menounos
probably
would
not.
Be
no,
here.
They all hate us. So no,
wait,
they wouldn't
but,
be.
But I don't know Maria's. I don't know Maria's story, so I don't know. I don't know. Could Kevin? Could Maria keep up?
Maria Menounos?
Yeah.
Can she hang on spring break?
She would feel very left out. We could be
sitting playing cards. For 10 minutes, would be into it. Right, no, she does. She doesn't like to be left out. So if she sees us having fun, oh, no. She has to be involved in the
and this could be the lamest
get
fun
left
on
out.
Earth.
She could get us all free shots all day.
Yeah, no, we would have. But, no, I have a backup. I said we'll go to Melina Perez, our original, like, spring break buddy. Definitely will come to the show with us in a second.
She was right there. She hung the whole time.
Whole Lena time. Drank, went, danced and drank every single night away.
Okay.
Great. No, if we want our face to, like, get us into the places, done.
By the way, only you could get, I was introduced as the wet blanket, and suddenly I'm saying what a great partier I am. I'm trying to talk you down. Only you can get make the 180 turn that quickly.
Well, hello, we're the Jersey Shore after show. All right.
You got me in the spirit.
Listen, we have till next week. We'll talk about who's going on the trip. Ian, we know what club you're in. You know, there's like three clubs right now that are like that I deal with on a daily basis. There's the Get Shit Done Club. That's the club me and Phil are in. Then there's the
I hope you were quick on the censor there, Jesse.
And then there's the what's the other club, Phil? Is the Let's Do Shit Later Club?
Yeah.
And then what was Ian's club?
Ian's club is shit will get done, just not by me.
That's the Ian club. Okay, so if you could just be part of my club the next 7 days in the Get Shit Done club and actually do the research to put the trip together, put the dates together. Chelsea's a professional.
Well, I'll
she's
just
like,
stay in my club and Phil will
reporter.
Take care of it.
She can't just like disappear. Mari, same thing as TV1. Like she's got her crap going on. Roxy, whatever. But. Phil, same thing.
Oh,
it has this. So we need like planning. So can you do that for next week?
Being part of the club where I don't do it and somebody else gets it done, I'm eventually Phil will take care of it.
So guess what, Maury? So what you're hearing is there is going to be no family trip. Thank you, Ian. Thank
just
you.
Ruined everybody's fun. Just ruined it.
Maury, you know what, Maury? Will you call Karma for me?
No, I'm getting my phone out right now. I'm going.
I will call Karma. I'm already in New York, so it's not hard for me to drive down to the shore and meet you guys there this summer.
And you know the scam.
You guys are too.
And you know
I'll
the scam.
Be there regardless.
We are the largest. What's the scam that they make you throw out here, Phil? We are the largest new media platform on the web. And,
that's right. In fact, I think we're the only one.
We're the largest new media platform on the web. And what? And we're run by Maria Menounos, so you got to throw out all that crap. Get us in the door.
What do we want from Karma? What do we want to do there? We just want to go there for the night, or we want to broadcast?
Well, no, a night? I'd like to be there 3 weeks, but like if we just can at least do like, I don't know, like a week or like 5 days.
At Karma. What do we want from Karma? What do we need Maury to get done?
I say like a Karma like Maury. Ari was already like into the culture of the whole thing. It's like we need our booth, right, Maury? We want like our VIP section.
Okay.
And if we don't get safety, I have to hire security because we will get our asses kicked.
Killed.
For killed.
So security
because
in the table.
I have never seen killed. Guys so big and so muscular and so scary looking. I mean, not even Boston. I mean, this is just insanity. We will get beat.
Like Ian, Roger, you won't, speaking of big.
Because, Ian, you have this way of pulling the thorn out of their paw, and they, like, love you. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? There's just something about you.
Although, yeah, we can't. Hey, well, you saved my ass the last time I almost got beat up.
The taxi cab story.
Tell the taxi cab story.
No. The taxi cab
story. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, a bunch of girls drove by. They were in the backseat of a taxi cab. The window was down. I said, Ian, you know what I would do if I were you? Not saying you should do it, but if I were you, I would dive straight through their window.
And they were being very, making provocative.
So,
no,
you're
like,
getting ahead on the story. So Ian just nodded and darted right toward the taxi and did a straight two hands
Superman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dun,
dun, dun, right dun, into their laps. Dun, right dun, into dun, their dun, laps.
Bang, right through the window and onto the three girls' laps. And you know what? Because I knew they were DTF, these girls, loving it, laughing. But the problem with the cabbie was, is he was having so much fun with them, and then you totally...
Oh, you ruined it.
...with a wet blanket to his.
You, I can't believe you actually...
He was not into the New Deal. They had music,
totally,
and they were dancing, and he was angry.
And
yeah.
He got out of the car.
This was in Cancun?
No.
Let's just say Cancun.
Yeah.
To keep it safe. I have new respect for you, I gotta
say. Yeah, no, he's amazing. Yeah. No, he was MVP. And so then the guy got out of the car to beat him up.
Yeah, so I run out of the car and he's on the other side and we start doing like cat and mouse.
And he
was gonna kill me. I was dead.
So
this guy is twice my size,
that
big.
Man.
He could have been a karma.
Yeah,
that
he
night.
Was a total. Yeah. Yeah, he was a total gorilla juicer. And so, but I you have to confuse them, Ian. I showed you the patent interruption.
Amazing.
It's my technique.
We gotta know this. I guess I ever need this.
Okay, so these two are going at each other. This guy's like circling. Ian's running around the cab. He's chasing him around. The girls are screaming.
Like a fire drill.
And
yeah.
So, just like wrestling, I come down the aisle. As in wrestling, they'd say, I'm coming down to make the save. So I run into the whole melee. And what do you think I did to stop it? Can anyone guess? Anyone?
Used your words.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No. Poured
nope.
A beer on
it. Nope. It was pattern interruption.
Grabbed one of the girls.
Nope. Someone had to get attacked. Someone had to get attacked. That's what you do. You attack. You don't defend.
You took the punch.
You took out the.
No,
cab driver?
I attacked. I did not take a punch. I attacked. I did not defend.
So you took the cab driver on.
No.
And that's what I thought. He was coming straight out. I'm like, Kevin's going to. Yes.
No, it's an old technique.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Instead.
You went and attacked him?
I attacked Ian.
How dare you? Jumped in that guy's cage, grabbed me by the collar, threw me against the.
You son of a bitch. You're ruining the cab business down here. This is why honest people like me can't take cabs.
Oh, my God.
And these poor girls. And I start chasing him around the cab. The cab driver first is shaking his head like, yeah, yeah, you're right, man.
Oh
you're right.
God, this is genius.
And then he was confused. And so then I chased Ian off into the darkness.
Yeah. Never seen someone more confused. Like, what? As soon as he got me.
Like he's bipolar, definitely. Like, something's wrong.
And we were
up.
And then, you know, and then just us. And then we grabbed. We couldn't stop laughing. We were about 100 feet from the guy, just laughing. You know, and
oh
he
my
just.
God.
This is a good move.
Great
I like
move.
This.
Oh,
I think we just.
And I'm getting cut from the trip.
No.
My veteran shenanigans will pay off. I'm telling you, you're gonna need the old guy in the game when you go up to Roxy's. Not gonna. I've already said Roxy's gonna like go into this group. Her problem's gonna be is she's gonna say the wrong thing to a Guidette. This one doesn't know how to keep her mouth shut. We've talked about it before. You're going to say the wrong thing to a Guida, and you're going
to
get your ass kicked.
I can talk about the situation.
There we go.
Chelsea, what are you going to do?
I'm a good talker. I'll talk us right out of that situation.
Really?
Where's Mari? Yep. Mari, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Mari, are you going to back me too?
Mari will help.
Mari's like, no.
No, my God, what's little Mari going to do? Oh, my goodness, no. We need to keep her in her glass cage. She got us the VIP section. She's done.
You think I can't handle myself.
So
I
can't handle yourself.
I get to the Jersey Shore.
You know, Snooki, you're really offending me.
Excuse me, Chelsea. Snooki.
I can do it.
Chelsea,
do it.
Really. So yeah. What are you going to say to them? No, these
what
women are crazy.
No, I'm just going to talk them down. Just kill them with kindness. They can't be upset about that. See, they want to fight. They want you to go neck to neck.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
You know what I'm going to do?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to attack Roxy. Right there.
Okay,
I'm gonna
that'll work.
Learning.
No, that's
I'm
good.
Attack Roxy.
That's a great move.
Do.
Well, we know
and
that.
And then I'm going to chase you out.
But now we let that one out.
I'm learning them slow.
No, they're not listening.
Listen, when all else fails, you know what I always say, Ian? Pay the VIG.
Pay
In
the
other
VIG.
Words, write the check.
Yep.
So I'll be, no, plastic comes out. Everybody, drinks are on me for the night. I apologize, my friends. We were all overserved.
I would never.
Let's just agree to disagree.
Oh, my God.
You would never. Again, that's why you're going to be the problem.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I also would not say the wrong thing. You think. But I've dealt with a lot of people.
Roxy, I've seen you in action. Like, you don't know how to keep, like, no.
Roxy's gone up to celebrities and been like, oh, hey, it's you. And really offended some of them.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, this
what?
One, forget it. All right. Chelsea.
What are you doing?
Listen, Chelsea.
Yes.
Let's, because you're the most professional out of all of us in terms of reporting. You're more experienced than Mari. Mari's second. But let's break down tonight's show, okay,
let's
at some
break
point.
It down.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
A little tangent.
I'm very tense.
Are you guys okay? Like, is this good?
I don't know. This is going to carry on, I think, through the night.
It always does. I haven't seen him in a year and a half. Like, oh, hey, I'm here to host. Are you kidding me? Why don't you go to Idol? Go to the Glee Show. What are the other, like...
It would be a much warmer reception.
Oh,
I might.
Yeah,
I might go to the Idol.
Go do Archer.
No, we got a good
don't
show.
Right? Yeah, go do Archer. Like, why are you on my show? Like, oh, I'm here.
Courtney wouldn't do this to me.
Yeah, no, go
Courtney
to the game.
Courtney Stewart would not do this to me. I can promise you that.
Go do the game. Yeah, go
the game's
do the
on
game.
Our side, by the way.
By the way.
They feel...
Yeah.
They're DVR.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you know
wow.
what?
I don't know if you could handle the game.
I have caught people coming into the studio, the screening room, that just like, oh, they're like, oh, the game, it cuts into our DVR time.
If
it's a choice
that?
Between that and the game, we're going to cancel
that?
The game.
So here's the red.
Where's the nice show, Phil? Where can I be welcome?
Yeah. American Idol.
Oh, no, go to Idol. They're amazing. They write.
If you want
to
sing and dance.
Yes, they write music. They dance during the show. Will you play that drop for me? Play Mari's drop right now. Jesse,
let's hear this.
I can't get enough of this. Jess, come on. But anyway, you. Here it goes. That's Idol.
I thought after last week that wasn't me anymore.
Yeah, but then we found out you didn't smush.
You didn't smush.
But beyond that, no, Ian, why here? Why now? Why our show? There's
missed,
so many other. But let's talk about the poor game. My brother's at the game and sisters at the game. Same thing. One of the highest rated shows on AfterBuzz. Right, Phil? You have the stats.
It is. As well as on TV.
And they're like pushed out of like the screening room. And then forget Jersey Shore. Like we barely got video. This is only our second video. Okay? And so what I've just said, I said, okay. I said, I said, okay, Phil, fine. You tell them because Phil has to deal with them because obviously I'm not, I get a little anxious. I get a little nervous. I get upset. So we've decided I'm not the guy to communicate with management. But I said, all right, tell your precious people at AfterBuzz TV, how are they like this for a show? AfterBuzz TV, the race wars. So it's like me, us in the game, join forces, and let's go. Let's take on Idol, Glee, all these other shows on this network. Every single one of them.
Well, it needs it.
One by one?
And by the way, you're left-wing, liberal, Jewish guy. You'd be like our lawyer, like who defended OJ.
Lawyer.
You'd be amazing, Ian. This is where it's like, I don't agree with them.
I'm not going to put my morals.
I don't agree with them, but at the same time, I defend their right. Yeah, Ian, you're
you do have a
guy.
Right to say it. You do have a right to say it.
I knew it. Like,
you know
I'm
awesome.
Sitting here, like, open mouth, like,
what's going on? What we're doing. I'm so excited. All right, so Ian, we're going to like.
And let me answer your question while I'm here. Because Jersey Shore, this show full of debauchery, which is clearly translated to this studio, needs a counterpoint. There has to be a voice of sanity here. And I feel like. Every time I come on here, you have 29
shows on the network that are counterpoints.
Yeah, exactly. This is our time.
It's like coming on O'Reilly or Bill Maher or any show. Like the one voice, you get drowned out. You don't get your opinion. Everyone else jumps on you. Somebody much stronger than me. I can't handle it. Somebody needs to come on here and set everyone
straight.
All right,
who are you going to get? Well, like, what champion are you going to get to
go get Paul Ashton? Right now, did you just literally equate this show to O'Reilly?
Not you so much for the show, really. Kevin is mostly comparing to Bill O'Reilly.
How do you feel about that, Kevin? Let me jump into the interviewer position.
Where's Roxy's out? She's gone.
I'm violent.
Tissues. I'm about to run.
Okay. Yep. All right. What? Chelsea, tell
people just
can you just leave the show like
have
that?
Have fun. Let me know how it goes.
You don't want her to
that's
that
great.
On
so I there goes Roxy. Terrific.
I don't think that's good great. For anybody.
Hey, you know what, Roxy? Make yourself useful and bring me another beer or don't come back to the show. And I mean it. I want another beer or don't even sit there. Chels, please.
Hey, maybe Kent, do you have the Ronnie and Sammy relationship with Roxy right now? Are you just swinging from one to the other? You are volatile.
No, she's like more like Snooki. You're more like Sammy. We got like that whole thing going because you're more. I've said it from the beginning. Sammy is what she is, but she's grounded. She's normal. She's more like the. Gotta crack the beer for me. Stomach pumped at 14. Now she's full of shenanigans too. She doesn't know how to open a beer. Chelsea, please. Help me.
Help you? I know. I don't know.
Let's start breaking the show down.
Okay, please. We're going to break the show down.
Oh, my God.
Should we all take a moment of silence and just reflect on what just happened?
I'm fine.
Kevin's not capable. Let's be honest. There's no moments of silence.
I plead.
You
know what?
Do not apologize to me. Listen, I'm the only one drinking here.
Chelsea, can I tell? I'm with you, honey. Yeah. But can I tell everyone who your dad is?
You can.
And I know because I've been drinking. I'm emotional.
Here okay. Go ahead and get
okay.
emotional.
My first.
Just don't make me cry.
No, I won't. My first boss in this business was Stephen J. Cannell. And for you younger people, you may know him through the most recent incarnation of the A-Team, the movie. But this guy provided the most amazing television, starting with the Rockford Files, which is going to be like way, way, way light years before all of you, but was fantastic. And my favorite story about your dad was, as a writer myself in my sane moments, was the fact that when he started out doing Rockford, and you may know this story mm-hmm. or you may not because you're so young, but when he did Rockford Files, it was the same time that Hawaii Five-0 was incredibly popular, the original Hawaii Five-0. And I'm a, like, crazy Hawaii Five-0 fan. I own Jack Lord's suit that he wore. I have the solid gold pistol that Elvis Presley presented to Jack Lord. I own that. I mean, I am nuts for Hawaii Five-0. However, at the time, Hawaii Five-0 was with CBS. And Rockford, I think was NBC. Jesse, we checked that. Was Rockford NBC or ABC? And I'm like, I can't believe I don't know this. And I really apologize.
Neither do I.
Okay, I know. As I said, you're a baby. If you weren't even around at that point, but so it's okay for you. But this is such a great story. And so CBS told your dad. It was NBC or ABC, and he. I'm gonna make a guess. ABC. No, NBC. Shoot, I'm on the fence about this.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, the network told your dad, listen, we don't like the idea that this Jim Rockford guy is this detective who lives in a trailer, has no money, always loses, can't fist fight.
NBC.
Mm-hmm. NBC. Thanks, Jess.
Gotta go with your gut.
So NBC said to your dad, like, listen, what is this? This is a private investigator who can't fight. Who doesn't get chicks, mm-hmm. who doesn't make money, who lives in a trailer, like whoa, his car is like, yeah, it's a Firebird, but it's stripped like such. This is how much into the details your dad was. It wasn't like the cool like version, which was the Trans Am 6.6 Bandit version you saw in all the Smoking the Bandit movies. It was the Firebird stripped version, and you know, NBC was like, this isn't working. This isn't what people want to see. And, you know, just look what they're doing at Hawaii Five-0. You know, you've got this, like, chisel-jawed actor, Jack Lord, and he's just mean, and he's tough, and he's never, never, ever wrong. And that was what I loved about the consistency of the character of McGarrett. Never wrong. Sized you up in 5 minutes, done. At the same time, Jim Rockford, your dad's character, was human. He was flawed, and it was like he always misread situations. He always came up on the losing end of things. And he struggled. He was very gray, which is very real, and which is what you're seeing in our greatest characters today on TV. Your dad was doing that back in 75. And the network said to him, you know what? We don't want this anymore. And you need to make these changes. And you know what your dad did?
Mm-mm,
he went and said, he told Jim Garner, the star of Rockford, who, by the way, wanted a kiss on the lips from a French kiss from Maria Menounos, and she got like all wigged out. And I'm like,
it's Jim Garner.
Thank you. It's Jim Garner. Open your mouth, stick out your tongue, and pucker the F up. It's Jim Garner.
That's cute.
And no, and she hugged him, and she was fine That's afterwards. Cute. But she's like, I didn't know. I didn't know. Well, you should know. God did it. James L. Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he told Jim. So,
anyway.
So your dad, Stephen Cannell, Jay Cannell, tells Jim Garner, like, listen, these are the changes they want to make, but like, this isn't the show. And what I love about Garner, he was like, you know what? It's not the show. The two of them stage a sit out on the set.
Wow, I've never heard this.
They just sat there on the set and were like, you know what? We're not shooting. If you want, if that's the show you want, then you know what? Fly in Jack Lord to play Jim Rockford.
Wow.
I'm
going to
tell you something right now. That is, and you can bleep it out afterwards, that's effing balls, you guys. That's like, and back then, not today when you have 500 channels and options. Mm-hmm. You try standing
no cable,
up to three networks. There was no Fox even. There was no CW. Three networks. Where were they going to go? And yet, nope, we're sticking to our guns. And and thank God for, and again, those suits, it was for their own good. Little did they know. But thank God as an audience that they stuck to their guns and were like, well, good, we're not filming. We're not doing it. And guess what? One of the most underrated and greatest series ever made makes Garner a giant star, of course, like Ignites Your Dad, but provides us as fans with some of the best entertainment. And so when I got to work for your dad, my first job out here, it was just such an honor because and the show we were doing was this cheesy game show. I don't even want to say the name. Your dad was wildly successful at this point. He had done A-Team, he'd done Simon. And as a kid, I just wanted to hear stories about those shows from all the people who had worked on them. But here we were like these like writers on this like cheesy little game show. And your dad like was so gracious to come onto the set he was like, I want to meet the writers. He's like, because he considered himself a writer at heart. He's like, yes, I'm this giant producer. I've made all the, but right, I'm a writer first. And I want to meet the writers of like this, like the dumbest, lamest game show. But he's like, no, at the end of the day, they're writers. And I want to meet them. And so he came and he like shook. And I'm like, my hand's shaking because I like, you know, I like just, I knew who he was and everything he'd done. And it just, it's like those little things that give you that kind of inspiration the rest of your career. And then later, I'll tell you, if for you screenwriters, if you Google like how to write a screenplay, this is the most or how to write an action movie. This is the most amazing interview, or it probably was an interview printed mm-hmm. about your dad that remains today. And if you just take the time to Google that and print it, you'll have what you need to write an action movie. He breaks down Act One, Act Two, Act Three. It's unbelievable. So I'm just, you know, I'm so excited to be here. Sadly, he's probably spinning in his grave over Jersey Shore.
He probably is.
But I have to give you a prop. So anyway, like I bow to him, bow to you and your family. You guys are amazing. Now, like, take us through tonight's episode.
Oh gosh, you got all heavy on me.
I'm so sorry.
Now I got to get back
I'm
to the
so
Jersey
sorry.
Shore. No, that's okay. Really, you know, hey, it's always nice to hear new stories, especially stuff I haven't heard before. So that was cool. Thank you for sharing.
And now,
are you guys ready to get back to Jersey
let's
Shore?
Get
you guys
back.
Are so lost. You're like, what just happened?
I'm with you. I'm ready and moving on. Let's go.
All right. So, so the finale. Like a lot of different things happening in tonight's finale. I know we have a lot to talk about. Should we just start with Ron and Sammy? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, let's get them over with because I'm so done.
Oh, really? So they're like, we don't finish with them. We start with them. Oh, wow, they're that insignificant.
Yeah,
interesting.
I think I'm done talking about them. Honestly, we're looking at them right now. It's the same story. During the show, Chelsea turned over to me and said, how long are they going to do this for? And I said, you know, however long we're going to watch it for.
Which was a good point.
We need to email them 1,000 times or Twitter them, whatever it is. We're done. We're done, we're done, we're done.
But are we really done or are we Sammy done? Done? Are we Sammy done?
Done?
Really? Or are we really done?
I'm done. No one else is enjoying this entertainment-wise at all? Nobody is?
I think no.
I don't think anyone's enjoying this. I totally agree with Roxy.
Yeah.
We're done. I think, honestly, it needs to be almost like, you know how people were so over Heidi and Spencer?
Yeah.
And then people were like, you know, in order to get rid of them, we just need to stop paying attention.
Okay, Mari.
I love Jersey Shore. I just need to stop paying attention to their relationship.
Mari.
We need to stop paying attention because they annoy
me.
Please, I love you. You know that. You know you're like my Sammy. You're the Sammy to my Ronnie. But I have to say this. Please never compare anyone from the Jersey Shore.
That's what made you upset.
To any of the pagans.
Okay.
On
I wasn't
the hills.
Comparing them. I was comparing the annoying level of their relationship. You said they are the Spencer and Heidi.
And I'm just, I'm staying calm now. I'm trying to like keep this together. I don't want another suspension. I want to do this show. I want to do next week's show. I want to go to the shore in the summer. I want to have our nice family trip. I want this to go well. I'm just saying. Never, ever again. Because as I said, Chelsea, I said this to you during the commercial break. I've said this like in 18 of these like podcasts. Like, okay, end of the day, I know Ian, they're insane. Okay, these are all good kids.
Yeah.
And the Oxygen, Oxygen's Bad Girls Club, The Hills, heinous human beings. And I've met them all. I've drank with them all. And they suck. I didn't want to be drinking with them. I'm telling you now, horrible.
But I don't care how good these kids are.
Horrible. Like no.
Drinks didn't even make them better. That's when you know it's
no,
bad.
No, drinks made me want to hit them.
No. Are you going to stand by this? This show is going to be yanked by tomorrow.
I'm telling you now, like, these are good kids. They're just honest, and they're a little kooky, like myself. But no, not as a friend of mine said a long time, not quality human beings. So please, can we just ban that? You banned all the F-bombs, you know, on
no
this.
No Spidey talk.
That's
please,
fine.
No Spidey talk. Not in the sense where we're comparing it to our kids. Like, these guys are amazing.
Right. But you know what? I don't think Mari was
Spencer
saying
Spencer is as close
like
to Satan as anyone I can think. What? And you're like, what, I'm afraid of him? Ian, really?
This
no,
just really?
You're soaking it in. You're just soaking it in is what's happening.
Really?
That's
guy?
That's all that's happening.
Horrible.
I thought you were going to cast him in the next movie. Really.
Okay. That's different. All right, that's business. All right, go ahead, Roxy. What are you going to say? I'm so
just going to say, I don't think Mari was saying that they're horrible people or that she
but
doesn't love them.
But don't ever compare to those
yes,
two.
Agreed. I think she learned her lesson. Mari, ever comparing them again
please.
To the Hills?
I'm never comparing them again, but I'm going to give you my take on Ronnie and Sammy
let's
and what happened
thank
tonight.
You. All right, but because you don't want to get me going on Southern California.
Okay, you were trying to use fans
please.
From my language for tonight.
All right.
But I am going to say the reason why the relationship bothers me is we see this in every episode. And remember at the end of the episode, the dog shat on the carpet mm-hmm. and
right.
the situation was like, that is like that relationship. For
yeah. All right,
no,
all right. That's
totally
fine.
Dead
that's
on
fine.
When he said that. There, it's too
the
much.
Situation.
I'm glad that it's over.
Oh.
Even though Sammy clearly doesn't want it to end, I'm glad that Randy.
What do you
I'm
mean
glad
you're
that
glad it's over?
Are you guys kidding yourself?
And
it's
I think
not
it's
over.
Done.
No, it's
nothing
not
is over.
It's
nothing.
Not.
Come on, play me Rambo.
It is not.
I mean, Jesse, still, I got to go do your job too.
They're still dating.
Get me in there from Rambo.
But here's the thing, right,
Jesse?
It's after the season. It's over. We're in Rome. I think whole different dynamic there.
Oh,
it doesn't really matter.
No. I'm
that's
with you,
like
Chelsea.
A straight up addiction right there. Some people just got killed.
Nothing is over.
I think it was
nothing.
Sweet.
Wait, so I want to say one thing. I was reading an interview with Sally Ann, one of the creators of the
love
show.
Love Sally Ann.
And,
love her.
The interviewer, who I can't remember who was interviewing at the time, but had asked her, aren't you over, don't you feel there's a place where you have to step in as creator when you see that Ronnie and Sam, or this relationship, and how violent it can get? And she was like, you guys only see 15 minutes a day. She said, I see 14 hours a week. And watching these kids in the confessional, and she's grown to really love these kids. She was like, that as sick as people will get of Sam and Ronnie, she understands their love. And, you know.
Oh, that, which is why I love me my Sally Ann. No, because she's one of them.
By the interview, she was.
Yeah, she is. Well, that's why the show works.
You know what, though? I do get that. I get the need for extreme love. And it's almost
I've been there.
Well, it's like
you've never been there?
No. I've had a relationship like that.
Yeah, it's just an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah. Oh. But usually when you're.
You've had one, Ian.
No.
Oh, yes, you have.
Not quite to this extent. I mean, this definitely, like, if we were giving awards.
No, when Ian drank, he was awesome. Ian was the Ronnie, nonviolent. Oh. But
the
when you
drank, truth is, that's why I can't watch this, because I lived it.
You were awesome. Where's that guy?
Wait.
What do we have to do?
Is that really the
issue? No, Chels.
That's the truth?
Legit. He was amazing. I'm telling you, this is the guy that, like, if again we go back to athletics, this was the guy that like came out in his career like the first 2-3 years amazing, got the big contract, and then just fell apart on us.
What happened?
And
what
like
happened? I was too good at it.
He was like, he drank and like, no, he alienated himself and he blamed people and he fought with a girlfriend and he wanted to get married and he was awesome.
Now where are
he
you now?
He was like, awesome.
What's the status?
She's married to some other like just knucklehead, right? Right? Isn't she like just some like Chicago civilian?
Which one?
Chicago
I went through two. It's...
Oh, goodness.
But you're okay.
I knew this was going to happen. No, we're going to make this about me.
Listen, Ian, if we...
You're getting a little red.
By the way, Ian, when we went to Cancun, you were like, you had the moment, you said to us, all right, if I have to drink, I will. And then it worked without you drinking. What do we have to do to get you to drink down at the shore? Or can you drink at the shore? Because, Ian, I know you well enough to know you have the willpower. You're not the guy who's going to drink 7 days and then, like, that's it. You're on the bender for 10 years. Like, you are...
I think it's almost a Charlie Sheen thing. Like, it would blow your mind. Like, you would not be able to handle it.
I said we will get security. We're going to have security. We're going to have two... We're going to have hired goons, or we'll have to go old school and get our old goon. But
I want old goon.
Old goon's going to fight like this. Yes. He's not professional. He's going to be drinking, and as good as he is, he's 10 gorilla juicers. I don't know.
So drunk?
So I need... We're going to have the guys in the black Armani suits with the hands folded. And just like putting up the palm of the hand across the chest. If anyone comes near us, excuse me. That's the type of security I'm going to get.
It's almost like I'll have diplomatic immunity. Like I can go and just do.
Well, they don't like that, but yes, in a sense, yes. So we're going to. So maybe
I'm in. Let's do it.
Ian, what about the end of the trip? So we can get pre-Ian the first like 2 or 3 days, and then we'll get post-Ian.
All right, and there's no work we're gonna need to do. This is like a truce.
No, we're gonna have to broadcast from there, at some point.
Oh, even better.
But you're altering.
No, because we have to lie to management.
I hope
we're
you
doing
guys aren't
something.
Lying to me that we're actually doing this because
you might not be invited. Because you know what, you like keep us off your invite list. Why should we invite you?
What are you talking
when
about?
When do we get?
Excuse me, Acapulco,
Phil,
Cancun.
You can't even
remember.
Where
I think
you
were
going.
Invited, Phil.
Yeah, 100 times.
Whoa! You didn't know where.
Let Phil have the floor, people.
And so let me go at you, Chelsea.
Yes.
Why didn't I know where she was going?
Ooh.
Why didn't you know where?
Why didn't I know?
Because you don't listen?
Because I was not told nor invited.
I feel like you might have been invited.
About
I feel like I was here.
When did I didn't get an email. I didn't get a text.
Well,
I didn't get a friendly
I don't know,
hey.
I haven't yet hacked into your BlackBerry.
Well, you guys,
iPhone,
as I said a thousand times, more than welcome to come.
How many emails do you get, Roxy?
Nope.
Oh,
Rox,
AfterBuzz TV
God.
Hosting a... dinner party, hosting, there's concerts, there's...
That's fine,
rocks,
don't invite
rocks.
Me.
No, don't spin the heat on us.
You weren't a part of the team at that point.
I haven't gotten those emails.
You weren't a part of the team.
Chels,
are you ready?
No, Chels, listen to me. No,
I'm not going if Roxy doesn't come.
Listen to me, I'm old school, I'm Jersey Shore, we're loyal, I'm like the sitch. No, you okay. Look at me, you know, you and Poppy, me, the whole scam, we're in, you are in, okay, you're under the grandfather clause. Now.
Are you ready?
You.
Well,
no,
if you,
I'm
if
not
you
even.
Keep talking,
no.
I can't respond.
I don't want a response. Okay. I thought your response was you're always invited. No.
Fine, ready?
Yeah.
Don't
what?
Invite me.
Okay, good.
Your loss.
Good. My loss. Really?
Really.
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 Oh, my goodness. Really? You're going to stand behind that. You really
She's
think that's
star.
My loss?
Really?
This one. No. You have not invited us to anything across the board.
I've gone one place in 2 years, and that was Cabo.
You bet. Oh,
and
my
had,
goodness.
And you guys could have
And how many parties at USC? There have been no AfterBuzz invites. Nothing. Yet, I have to say, I feel for some of the other nerds on this network, always like, oh, come to the Viper Room. Come to, like I see up on the board, everyone invited.
That's right.
When we come into the green room, it's everyone invited. Nothing.
That's right. And then, you know,
Nothing.
At first they're coming.
And I tell you, crap attitude. No, this one's out. Jesse, get her off the list right now.
Okay.
Done. Now we just lost one. Who's next?
We'll see.
Mari, you want to leave too? Mari, you
no.
going to come to
No, Mari
yeah, see,
invites
Mari,
us.
That's my Mari. See, we're like Sammy. We're just connected in an unhealthy way. It's okay.
Can I bring it back to something you said about the show?
Please.
The situation being loyal, that you're loyal.
Oh, my God. So much courage.
You're the least loyal person.
Wait a second. The situation went out on a limb. And like he laid it on the line. And then at the end, he was man enough to apologize and say, I'm sorry. I get crazy because I stick by my friends. Salt of the earth.
I think everyone knows somebody like
salt
that who just
earth.
Loves to create.
No,
like, to,
what?
To
who do I know like that? That's salt of the earth. You know what I know? I've my three clubs, and then what are my three clubs? Get It Shit Done Club, the I'm going to Do It Later Club, the what's the third one, Phil? Ian's club.
Shit will get
Get
done.
Someone else.
Just
someone else
will
do
it.
And then I told everyone about the fourth club, which
what
has been,
that?
Oh my God, 42 years running. This thing is like the skull and bones. It's an old elite club.
How do
you
we
know,
get into
what
that?
Is the club, Ian? Tell everyone what the
what
club
is.
It,
it's the We Don't Appreciate Kevin Undergaro Until He's got Dead and Gone.
Gone club.
No.
Amazing club. No, I'm telling you right
that
now.
Club does
that club has been around for a long
Too
time.
Many members.
Membership
oh
is a capacity.
God. Oh, my God.
I can
no.
give you a list bigger
oh, yeah.
than this
yeah.
of all the members.
Oh, my God. Tons of members.
There's
oh, my God.
Oh,
they are booming.
Wait,
like,
hold
membership
on.
Is at an all time high. There's dues that they pay, tons of money.
They pay
they,
to be in this club.
Oh, you should.
Roxy's kind of in that club.
Oh,
look
she's
at Phil.
When
did Phil,
hold on,
when did Phil turn
on.
Into like
hold
your
on.
Propaganda
Phil
master?
Came in, no,
Goebbels
no, no,
is on
no, no, no. Okay, now here's the thing. I'm the bad guy now, and I can say this because I'm part Jewish. Here you are, as this is the Jewish left now.
Right to
Pulling
the
it back
right to
at
the
us,
Nazis.
Right? Oh, here we are as the Nazis. Nice job, Ian. Real nice.
Is this where this went?
Real nice, Ian. I thought you were gonna defend us when we got together with the game. I guess I was wrong.
I don't like Kevin with four beers.
Okay, hold on. Yeah,
eight beers.
Let's defend Roxy here.
Four on the way over.
I feel like not having Roxy on the trip is like not bringing Snooki.
I
like,
know, but it is.
No,
it is. And I give her her due. She's amazing. I said
yeah,
she's LeBron James, Kobe Bryant.
Why did you try to
but,
kick me off the trip? Why do you want me
Because
gone?
We get no invites from you. Why should we invite you
but
to our deal?
Why should I invite you when I get no invites from you?
You get invites all the time.
Roxy, really?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Thank you.
Oh, Roxy, are you coming to the Viper Room? Yes, Phil, I'm coming
Roxy,
to the Viper Room.
We need to shoot a reel for you. Roxy, we need headshot. I am on you.
Yeah.
I am on it like a bonnet for your life and career.
You're right. I shouldn't have flipped it that way. I do get invited
Seriously.
To things. But that being said, I literally have gone to one thing and I invited you guys.
What
I did
was
not
your
email,
one thing?
I did not text.
What was the
but
one
I
thing?
Said,
I never got
if you'd
invite.
Like to come to Cabo, come. Meanwhile.
Never got the invite.
No.
Did anyone get the invite? Oh, maybe
you
I'm wrong.
I did.
Oh,
I'm,
Ian got
I'm
the
checking
invite.
The email now. Actually.
Okay.
There's no email. Check Apparently it's verbal.
I said no
Ian
email.
Got no
email.
No, excuse
no
me.
Text
Ian got the invite. I was
Ian
wrong.
Was invited. He was, and he went, didn't you?
Ian
I
and
had
I had a really
good
time.
Good
time.
They're
actually,
our
they're actually
our
dating.
After Buzz, Ian. Oh, my Ian.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
I broke news.
So what's it like to date Roxy?
The sex is great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she went right for the sex. I was going to talk about that. I didn't know what was
oh,
appropriate
our dinner
yet.
Dates.
We've gone so long that we're now into the life and times of R.J. Barger. I've actually got drunk with that. You know what? The head writer of this show, New Year's Eve, got him Bush. I hooked him up.
Got him Bush.
Yeah, he got laid.
I reeled him in. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Round of applause for that.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Chels, get us back on track.
It's going to be revealed that he's married, by the way, the head writer of this.
Yeah, so what?
I'm not even sure.
We all lose at some point. We really do. We all lose at some point. No, we win, but at some point, no. In the end,
I think I lost
trust me, we all lose.
I lost.
Chels, get us back on track, honey,
please. Kevin, I'm not really sure how to write this ship. I feel like we've gone in.
We're all shaming Ronnie.
I'm going to get us back on track because there's something I've been wanting to say. Kevin, you were talking about how the situation is so loyal, but I really think tonight he totally overstepped his boundaries in his friendship. I think that there's a difference between being protecting Ronnie and getting in the middle of a relationship. He overstepped his boundaries by calling the guy. He overstepped his boundaries by getting involved, and that was for Sammy and Ronnie to deal with, not for him to get involved.
Mari, when the crowd shuts up, I will say this. Mari, Sammy and Ronnie have gotten the house involved how many times?
Maybe Kevin and Phil don't understand the dynamics of a good friendship. Could that be what's wrong here?
Yeah, they totally did.
The thing
me,
is,
right? I'm so
watching
hurt.
It tonight reminded me
you
of something in my own life. It reminded me of, so my boyfriend has a roommate, a best friend, who he's a great guy, but sometimes he gets involved in our relationship and will comment and be like, oh, you guys have been fighting a lot. Because
you're,
like,
you're not smushing! That's right!
Because
he's concerned! Oh my God! This show has labeled us as Nazis. We've gone against the black people.
We're going
against people that have the courage to go on a limb because they love you enough. He loves his roommate. He loves you enough to say, "Hey, you know, okay, so you know what? Let's put him back under his rock." Okay, let's let everyone bomb Libya. I think it's a great call. Let's keep Saddam in power. No, I'm good. I'm good now. I'm totally straight. I say, let's just let it all go. I love that. Mari, you know what? You've just made me see the light. That's how it is. So let's get you. Can I talk to your boyfriend's roommate at some point?
Should we put him on the phone?
I want to talk to him because you know what? I don't want him wasting 20 years of his life as I have, caring enough about the people in his life, as poor situation is, to end up like this, to end up as a victim, to have his own club. Like, what's my club? I don't appreciate Kevin Undergaro until he's dead club.
Dead and gone.
Yeah, and that's going to be his club. You know what? I it's not a good club to have.
That's
trust
gonna
be
Ronnie's club?
I need to get your boyfriend's roommate who gives a shit club? Or let's do it later club.
Yeah.
Whatever club it is. It's not that club. Can I talk to him, Mari? Off air, Mari. I want his information. Believe me, I'm going to tell him, leave them alone. Don't worry about it. Let them do their own thing. Because you know what? It doesn't pay. No! Because it doesn't pay to care. Oh, well, well, well. Look who's here through the doorway hiding. Are you going to come in? Are you going to come in? Oh, wow. It's the boss.
Oh, we get fired!
I think we're being taken off the air.
Is what's going on here?
Come on,
oh my God.
Jesse! Can we get
what's going on here? I see lots of green bottles.
It's very heated right now.
It's heated. You came in Maria, at the perfect moment.
But you're blocking one camera. You own all this crap. Let's just walk around, do what you want. You know what, Maria?
This is awesome. Whoa, whoa, when you're 4 beers in.
I'm actually 8 beers in. Why don't you pour some on the mic?
No, I know.
Why don't you pour some on the microphone? Because just you cross every camera, you do what you want. Have fun. Have fun, really.
Immediately, beer to mouth. She's like, oh, what is this?
Who are you?
I'm out. I'm done.
Okay, cool.
Have you seen the finale? We're getting back to the cinematography.
Since we haven't started the finale yet.
You're being framed right now. Look at what's in front of you on camera. Being framed.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Roxy. Thank you. Hello.
I have a feeling this episode will never air.
Management has decided to step in. The episode will be edited for archival purposes. It's going to be 2 minutes total.
2 minutes? You're going to cut this to 2 minutes? Oh, my my God, that's going to be a three-day job. It's been rough.
Wait, yeah. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the Situation's Courage on after or on the Jersey Shore.
Was it season finale tonight?
Yes, yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
I've been too busy. This is sad.
Let's
bring Elise in. Come on, Elise.
Come on in.
Elise wants to know how her daughters can get their stomach pumped at the age of 14. Roxy, Elise, take my seat. Management is fired. I've received word that I've been fired.
Okay, so how...
You've been fired because there's no drinking on the job. What is this?
This is what happens when you don't come in.
I've been drinking water.
We're all drinking.
I mean, you've got the glassy red eyes. Yeah. No, you don't necessarily. His voice, I can hear
real.
All
when
the
I
way
came
outside.
To LA, they forced me to take vodka shots while hosting.
Mari, I love it. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Mari, good, how are you?
She was trying to tell us why the Situation overstepped his boundaries tonight because he completely got in the middle of Ron and Sammy.
No way. As if he's never done that before, but anyway.
Kevin thinks that he's joining the Nobody Appreciates Me Until I Die Club. And
did he pull that on you tonight, too?
That's
we learned about that club.
Did he bring me up in that?
No, you were not in it. You were not implicated at all.
At least I wasn't defamed.
You were not brought up. Just Nazis and Ian.
Okay.
Nazis.
Yeah.
We threw some Libya in there at one point.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
Ian,
what and Heidi and Spencer are the devils.
So now, was it... Okay, here's my question.
Had a rough night as well.
Jersey Shore finale, was it everything you expected it to be?
Guys,
I don't know if you guys care right now, but Phil and Kevin are in the green room smashing things up right now. I don't know if you guys care or not. Maybe we should get back to the Jersey Shore. But
you know what? Us girls are going to get the show back on track while they go smash things in the green room.
Yes.
Okay, so to answer your question, I was a little disappointed. Too much Sammy and Ronnie. I'm over it. We're over it. I didn't want to see it anymore.
So now the next season starts when? Because I know they went to Rome, right?
Right. I don't think they've announced the date yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think
they're going in April.
Date, yeah. You know, it's really sad for me because I'm embarking on this like crazy book tour. My book comes out in like 2 weeks, and so I've been so involved in that and traveling like a crazy person and doing pre-shows and all these things that I've been doing that I haven't been able to watch. So, you know, I started AfterBuzz doing Jersey Shore last summer, and I have not made yet another appearance since. And Kevin is giving me the finger now with a beer in his mouth. I guess I should have never brought the Bud Light beer bottles over here. It was obviously my fault. I brought them here on St. Patrick's
no
Day
good
for
deed.
Them to enjoy.
No good deed.
So, well, that's
it was
unfortunate
a colorful
that
show,
it.
Though.
Yeah, oh. It absolutely.
So thank you. That was interesting.
Okay, but the episode was a little disappointing. Ian,
yeah, what
did you
guys
find
think?
The same thing?
I was very. I haven't been tuning in a lot, but I was very disappointed.
Ian,
by the episode.
So lame.
I was introduced
you know what,
as the
Maria,
wet blanket.
I want your opinion on something. I'll tell you what happened. Okay. Basically, Sammy and this guy, we tried to figure out when they hooked up. It turns out they hooked up when she was 21. She's now 23. Does Ronnie have a right to be mad about that? They hooked up before.
Okay,
they
now Mari, you missed the most important part. She lied about it multiple times.
Wait,
okay,
but by hookup they mean kissed, made out.
Well, that's, we don't know that. We don't know that. There would have been.
Yeah, no. Explained which is a cardinal sin. Cardinal sin.
Kevin's now
and
in the
lied about it. I don't care.
Shut off his microphone.
Excuse me, Lush. Okay, excuse me, Lush. You know, people's eardrums are important to them.
No, it's okay. Replaceable.
Yeah, you're like, we don't have them anymore. Okay, so at 21, she made.